USA Radio News with Wendy King.
41 people are known dead, and more than 30 others remain hospitalized after a gunman opened fire on worshippers on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. The suspect, a 28-year-old self-proclaimed white supremacist from Australia, live-streamed the shooting on Facebook and other sites. He also posted a rambling 74-page manifesto declaring his attacks were to avenge attacks in Europe by Muslims. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Rhetoric of racism, division, extremism has no place not only in New Zealand, but I would say in a society as a whole.
President Trump issued his first veto. It came on a measure blocking his emergency declaration at the southern border. Democrats plan to hold a vote March 26th to override the veto, but the measure is unlikely to get the two-thirds majority needed. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The Federal Election Commission has fined Texas Senator Ted Cruz. He was fined $35,000 for not properly reporting the source of close to $1 million. These loans were taken out from several different big banks during his run for the Senate in the year 2012. After the New York Times report during Cruz's run for the presidency in 2016, many different complaints surfaced from a variety of campaign watchdog groups. Major flooding is predicted to continue into the coming week across parts of the Mississippi Valley and the Midwest. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says rising rivers are typical this time of year.
Minnesota had their snowiest February on record, and parts of Montana having one of their snowiest winters on record. So all that snow is going to begin melting. So this is the usual spring's melt that does cause river flooding, except we're starting with a lot more snow than usual.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One Democratic candidate is speaking out about plans for the 2020 race. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
Democratic presidential candidate and Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar talked to CNN about how to run against President Trump.
You have to run against him head on, of course, but you also have to don't go down every single rabbit hole with him, because if you lose track of your own optimistic economic agenda, then the voters who want to know what you're for and not just what you're against, they don't get a fair shake. And one of the things he tries to do is to sidetrack people into what he's talking about that day.
Klobuchar has been dogged by allegations that she mistreated her Senate staff. She told CNN's Poppy Harlow that toughness would be an asset on the world stage.
Here's some good news for people who are trying to look for work. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more details.
U.S. employers posted nearly 7.6 million open jobs in January. That's near a record high set in November. And it's evidence businesses are still very hungry for workers, despite signs that the economy has slowed a bit. The Labor Department reporting on Friday that hiring also rose and that the number of people quitting their jobs did pick up. Quits are a sign of a healthy economy, because people typically leave a job for another, usually higher-paying job. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.